You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. At least three Wisconsin counties are currently at risk of losing their public nursing homes. County-owned nursing homes, on average, offer higher quality care than the state's private facilities. But county leaders say tight budgets make selling the most practical option. Addie Costello reports that as more counties look to privatize their facilities, a growing number of local organizers are working to stop those sales.
Most Portage County board votes don't draw much public attention, unless they're related to the future of the county-owned nursing home. Then, board members expect to hear from a group of local advocates, including Nancy Roppe. She's been delivering public comments against a sale for years.
The statewide unholy movement to eliminate county-owned and operated nursing facilities needs to be exercised. The robbing of the health care center for the benefit of God knows who.
Dirty deed done dirt cheap.
Roppe is a lifelong Stevens Point resident. She grew up taking trips to the health care center with her Girl Scout troop. And when her older sister got cancer, she spent every day visiting her at the facility before she died in 2015.
Yeah, it's a gem. It is a treasure. And the short-sightedness of the majority, the current majority of the county board, is what's preventing this from being preserved.
Portage County has operated the nursing home for close to a century. But that could be changing. County board member Mike Splinter says with staffing costs and needed renovations,
a possible sale to a qualified buyer is the best route to go.
Voters passed a referendum asking for money to build a new facility in 2022, but the board never moved forward with construction. Splinter says they need to use county funds for other mandated county services.
As board members, we have to make logical choices and not emotional choices.
But he can't deny the organizers' impact. The board received a proposal from a buyer last year. Splinter says Roppe and others' research on the buyer's track record of low-quality care helped him decide against the sale.
I enjoy the fight. I wish I didn't have to fight, but I'll take the fight on and we do what we have to do.
Roppe's not the only one fighting. Residents in Lincoln and Sauk counties are fighting sales with letter-writing campaigns, protests, petitions, yard signs, and legal battles. And in St. Croix County, advocates for their county nursing homes packed a board meeting after county leaders mentioned the possibility of a sale.
There were more than 100 rather annoyed old people there.
That's 70-year-old Celeste Coburl. She's a longtime resident of the county. St. Croix board chairs say they were never seriously considering a sale, but Coburl credits the public pressure.
I think that that's an encouraging thing, that when we show up, when we speak up, we can make a positive difference, and we should remember that.
Portage County nursing home advocates don't seem as likely to get a majority of board members on their side, but that's not stopping Roppe. Last month, she made the two-hour drive to Madison to meet with county nursing home advocates from across the state, including Judy Bry, a resident of Sauk County. She led a strategy discussion with the organizers ahead of their meeting with state officials and Wisconsin Secretary of State.
We want to be perceived of as united and strong and competent.
After rehearsing their questions, the organizers got ready to walk past the state capitol to advocate for their local nursing homes.
I think we're going to start heading out, everybody. Shall we? I actually don't know how to get there, so who knows?
State officials can block sales based on a buyer's history and finances, but they can't broadly stop a county from selling. Still, Roppe says she left the meetings with next steps in her fight to stop a sale.
I mean, we'll frustrate their efforts as best we can.
And if that doesn't work, she says they helped keep quality nursing care in Portage County for 7 years. And that's something she can be proud of. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.